What do we tell our youth when we let them out on probation for violent crimes because there's no room left in our jails? What does it say of us when a painting of a clown by John Wayne Gacy sells for millions? What does it say of our self-esteem when hundreds of women write letters to Charles Manson asking for his hand in marriage? What does it say of our media when it glorifies these dark heroes? Dear hero, I want to know how your mind works. I want to know why you did it. I want to know how you feel about politics and love and marriage. I hope you're not suffering too much. I love you. What rights do we really take away from those who take our rights from us? I hope you're not suffering too much. Richard Speck, convicted of killing 8 nurses, was videotaped in his prison cell by cellmates with his male lover counting $100 bills, snorting mounds of cocaine, showing off his hormonally induced, shapely breasts. When a member of society commits a crime, they relinquish the rights they have taken from others. In theory. One man in prison filed a lawsuit against the state for serving peas to him too many days in a row. One man in prison filed a lawsuit against Ann Landers because she published his letter where he wrote that he killed his wife. One man in prison filed lawsuit after lawsuit against the state solely because he felt a great joy in uselessly spending the taxpayers' money. What do we say to all of this? What do we say?